A reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they got together, and to disconcert him, one of them put a question. "Master, which is the greatest commandment?" Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second resembles it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the whole law and the prophets." And this is the gospel, the good news of our God. Recently, I wrote to a dear friend who had lost her only sister in rather premature death. And very quickly, I received an email thanking me for, in her words, caressing her in God's profound love. What an inspiration. In her deep grief, she was aware of God's profound love, abundant love. We began this week with the beautiful Feast of the Assumption, when we celebrated Mary's great love of God. Mary's song, "God who is mighty, has done great things for me," can surely find an echo in our own hearts as God continues doing great things in all of us. And what are these great things God does in us? The greatest of all is love. Abundant love, generous love. Today's gospel begins with a question. Now, usually Jesus answers a question with yet another one, but this time he takes the opportunity to respond to the one put to him. The question is, as we have just heard, which is the greatest commandment? And Jesus responds with what is deepest in his heart. He reminds us the greatest commandment is to love. Love with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Like all of us, I dare say, I struggle to comprehend the enormity of this mystery we call love. I feel a little like the rich young man, or woman, asking Jesus what I must do to enter eternal life, to live by love. Sounds as if I have to earn love, as if I have to make it happen. Like the rich young man, what good thing must I do? Yet remember Mary's song, "God who is mighty has done great things for me." Matthew speaks often about discipleship and how we are to follow Jesus, to live by love. Seems to me the important thing is to be empty and wait for God to do great things in us, as happened in the life of Mary. Yes, sounds easy. However, we all know that letting go in order to be empty, to receive the great things, quite a challenge. And so the importance of Jesus' response in today's gospel, love, the call to love with all our being. The rich young man found it almost impossible to follow Jesus because he was full of his own things and could not let go. And we know from the gospel, he went away sad, couldn't cope with his own inadequacy, his own vulnerability. And so kind of imagined that he'd done everything right. He'd kept all the commandments. Today, Jesus is reminding us that the whole of the law and the teachings of the prophets depend on the commandment of love. Do you remember in the good old days when we had the practice of examination of conscience? I never understood this practice. And yet as I grow older and wiser, I hope, I realize its importance, the practice of consciousness, an awareness of being conscious, awake, loving. That is, loving from the heart, being awake to God's abundant, unearned, undeserved love. What does it mean to love in our day-to-day lives? How do we give our life energy into the lives of each other? How do we become nourishment for one another, that life may become more abundant among us? A person can have no greater love than to lay down their life for their friends. And this is why Jesus says to us, love one another as I have loved you. A few nights ago, I was at a panel where the discussion was about justice in the prison system. I found it very interesting to see the politicians favoring a punitive measure, while the people working for justice were passionate about restorative justice and working towards eliminating crime through the early intervention of love and dialogue. These are the ones I see as laying down their lives in love, the ones who, like Jesus, like God, have an abundance of love, who love without counting the cost. So let us love, because God is love. Blessings on this day.